We're only a few weeks away from sending children back to school. Still no sign of the official reentry plan. Dr. Janice Fitzgerald stated yesterday's update by ensuring people that students will be safe for back to school.
As a new school year brings excitements of seeing old friends and making new ones, but it can come with feelings of anxiety and uncertainty. Open communication between parents and children is important. Ask your child what is on their mind and problem solve together. As we all continue to adjust to the new normal over the next month, take opportunities as they arise to model good behaviors and public health practices for your children. For example, teaching and showing your child how and when to wash their hands, how to put on, wear, and safely remove a non-medical mask, what 2 meters looks like for physical distancing, good cough and sneeze etiquette, and when to use hand sanitizer when soap and water aren't available. Modeling these behaviors for your kids inside and outside the home will help both you and them in preparing for back to school. I want to remind everyone that with any change, it is normal if you or your child are experiencing feelings of anxiety. I would encourage you to visit Bridge the Gap at bridgethegapwith2ps.ca to access a wide range of locally available, confidential, and free mental health and addictions programs for people of all ages. As I have said before, COVID-19 is with us for the foreseeable future, and our public health measures play an important role in preventing the spread of the virus. Please continue to stay at home when you are unwell, cover coughs and sneezes, practice good hand hygiene, maintain a safe physical distance of 2 arms lengths from others while in the workplace or public spaces, and wear a non-medical mask when that is not possible. These protective measures will continue to be our best defense against this virus.
And when asked about possible clusters of cases when schools are in session, Fitzgerald and Hagee had this response.
So outbreaks can happen at any time, and we have to remember that. And that's why we say that it is important to maintain those good public health measures while you're out and doing your daily activities and things like that. We hope that we have put, when it comes to schools, that there are safeguards that will be put in place. One of the most important things we can do to reduce the risk of outbreaks in any facility, including schools, is to screen people for symptoms of illness before they enter and to stay home if you're unwell, including students and staff. So that's a very important thing that we will be doing, as well as, hand hygiene, increasing the amounts of hand hygiene, looking at keeping children in smaller groups, all of these things that that education departments are looking at and educators are looking at to reduce the risk of spread in schools. I think we're taking it very seriously here in Canada and in Newfoundland and Labrador. So, there is a difference to the local thoughts and milieu and the political environment that I think changes the situation significantly here in Newfoundland and Labrador and in Canada.
Peter, I think a safe school or a school at low risk of getting COVID in its students stems from the behavior of the community in which that school is situated. And I think in those areas where you see very low prevalence in the community, because they have listened, as most Newfoundlanders and Labradorians have, to the guidance from public health. In those areas where the prevalence is very low, the schools are doing well. It's in those areas where there is perhaps a slightly different attitude about the virus and distancing and masks and those kind of things that you see those states in the US troubled by significant school outbreaks. So a safe school is a result of a conscientious community.
That was Health Minister John Hagee and Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, fielding questions from reporters at yesterday's briefing on sending children back to school with still no sign of the official reentry plan.